and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Kyle, what's going on, bro? How you doing? You know your nationality?
Oh, yeah?
You already know what we out here to do, man.
Okay. Brother, say no more. I love y'all.
Okay, okay.
We love you, too.
We love you, too,
bro.
We love you, too, bro.
We love you, too,
bro. That's true.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
God says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Now, before we had a little brief situation, we were getting into the laws, and we were getting into what's required of us as Israelites, as the chosen seed line, right?
The boys out here.
So we're gonna get back to what these laws are and what's expected of us. You know what you had in Exodus 20:11 again? Because we were talking about the Sabbath day, which is today. We were bringing out how the Most High hallowed this day and how we are to honor and respect this day and keep it holy by not doing our own pleasures. Right? Because it is what's commanded of us. But your pastor and these Christian churches have lied to you. They told you that Sunday is the day of worship. But little do you know, you are worshiping the sun god, Ra. That's what Sunday worship really goes into. There's nothing spiritual about it, for real. Read what you got.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them.
Uh-huh. In them is.
And all that in them is.
Uh-huh.
And rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it.
He said he rested the seventh day. And he blessed it and hallowed it. Today is the seventh day. Count it down. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The Sabbath. Now, what are some of the blessings that we can receive just by being obedient to the Sabbath and keeping it holy? Huh? What's the benefit of doing that? There has to be a reason as to why we're preaching this too. We're going to go into it in the Bible, because we have to let the Bible speak. Let the words of God be true and every man a liar. What's going on, sister? How you doing? All right. Give me that in Isaiah 58 and 13. Bring out Isaiah 58 and 13. We're going to go into what the Sabbath is and why we celebrate it. What's going on? How y'all doing today? All right. You got it? Okay, bring that out.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13.
Uh-huh.
If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day,
uh-huh,
and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord,
uh-huh,
honorable,
uh-huh,
and shalt honor him,
uh-huh,
not doing thine own ways.
Stop right there. He said, if thou turn thy foot from the Sabbath and not do thy own pleasures. What's some of your own pleasures? Some of you may be shopping on this day. Some of you may be cooking on this day. Some of you are in the gym right now. Some of you may be having sex on this day. Some of you may be drinking and smoking on this day. Whatever it is that you're doing that pleasures you, you are not to be doing it at this time. From Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown, it is the day of the Lord, the Sabbath day. If you deny yourself just those simple pleasures for one day, this is what's going to happen for you. You gone.
Nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
So here it is, Jeremiah 17 and 4 tells you we lost our heritage. We lost our heritage. But Isaiah 58 and 13 tells you just by following the Sabbath, we will regain our heritage. The heritage of Jacob, our forefather. We will be blessed. We will be put upon the high places of the earth. Where we belong. Right? But here it is, you have false pastors that come out week after week after week, and they tell you, black man, Hispanic man, Native American man, they tell you the law is done away with. They tell you, come as you are and lead the same. They tell you it's okay to be gay in the church. They tell you it's okay to indulge in interracial marriage. When the Most High told you not to mingle your seed. The Most High told man not to lie with mankind. The Most High told you to follow the law. But they tell you the law is done away with. This is what they do. They sit, they come, and they lie to you. But we're out here giving you the truth. We give you the truth. According to the scriptures. Give me Deuteronomy 32, verse 1, and then jump to 16. We're not out here to play with you. We're not out here to pacify you. Cater to your feelings. Your emotions. We are here to give you this word, thus saith the Lord. Now regardless if you take it or not, the blood is off of our hands. But we're going to do our job. We about our Father's business. But we are fools for Christ's sake. We are fools for Christ's sake. We love our people, our black, Hispanic, and Native American brothers and sisters. We are not Africans. We are not African Americans. We are not black. We are not Negroes. We are not Bibles. We are Hebrew Israelites from the tribes of Judah, Levi, Benjamin, Reuben, Simeon, Naphtali, Asher. That's who we are. Zebulun. That's who we are. That's where we come from. Jerusalem, the mother of us all. That is our homeland, not Mecca. But Jerusalem, the land everybody's fighting over, that's our land, not Egypt. Jerusalem, the mother of us all. Bring out what you got.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth.
Keep going.
My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. As the small rain upon the tender herd, and as the showers upon the grass.
Now, it's not like this. So this is the most I say. His doctrine, his pure holy doctrine. So I come through like the rain. He's going to cover this earth. You're going to hear this doctrine on every corner, in every hood and ghetto and block on this day. Because the Most High said his doctrine is pure like water, like rain. It will cover the earth like dew. This word is going to get out regardless of who tried to talk indifferent towards it, regardless of who denies it. This word, this truth cannot be stopped. Come down to 16. Come on, I need you to be quick on the draw. Come down to 16.
Chapter 32, verse 16. They provoke him to jealousy with strange gods. With abomination provoke them him to anger.
Stop right there. We provoke him to jealousy with strange gods. The scripture says we provoke the Most High to jealousy with strange gods. Who are these strange gods? The Buddha man. The copper stone. The cross. Huh? Huh? Your astrology, your tarot cards, the worshiping of the black woman, the ancestors, your incense. Huh? Read it again, these strange gods. Read it again.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 16, and it reads, they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked them him to anger.
We provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, and with abominations provoked him to anger. What are these abominations? Gay sex, gay marriages, bestiality. Huh? Those are the abominations. Interracial marriage, abomination. We are not to mingle our seed with these heathen nations. Why? Because they take you away from the laws of the Most High. They take you away from God. Because they have their own practices that are not of God. You wanna marry an African, but here it is, they eat blood. That's not of God. I'm not saying every African nation does it, but enough of them do. They eat blood. They eat people. You can see this on Vice. If you think I'm lying, you can YouTube this. That's on Vice. You can look at all this. Huh? Huh? What's going on, sis? How you doing? All right. When we mingle with these other nations, the Moabite, the Chinese man, what do? They worship the Hindu religion, the Buddha man. The Most High got strict laws on, he got strict dietary laws. But here it is, they feed you everything the Most High tell you not to eat. They feed it to you. They force feed it to you. They don't even eat it themselves. They come to your hood and give you the stuff they don't eat.
Chinese restaurant, right?
These Chinese restaurants.
But they don't even eat that stuff.
They give you the cat and the dog and tell you it's General Tso's chicken.
Right.
Tell you it's spare ribs.
Right.
Tell you it's egg foo gum. All the time you eating rat, cat, and dog. We don't eat that. That ain't what we into. The Islamic man. Huh? Huh? Here it is, the Islamic man. They tell you to read the Torah. Huh? The Quran tells you to read the Torah. The first five books of the law is the Bible. Right? But yet, you'll see a Muslim eating pork. But here it is, the Quran tells you to follow the Bible. Why follow the Quran? It makes no sense. We need to save people that's going to Mecca throwing rocks at a sign. These are the same people going to Mecca, walking around a big old meteor 7 times. For what? Madness. Come out of this. Come out of these wicked, abominous doctrines. Give me that in Revelation 18 and 20. Give me that in Revelation 18 and 20. The Most High wants you to come out of these wicked doctrines of Babylon. Come out of the Episcopalian church. Come out of the Roman Catholic church. The Baptist church. That tell you not to follow the law, but then again, they got you paying tithes. Did you know that paying tithes was a law? Here it is, they tell you don't follow the law instead of waiving, right?
Right.
But they want you to pay their tithes.
Right.
Make it make sense, people.
Right. Exactly.
Come on, bring out what you got.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets of God.
Got that. That wasn't what I'm looking for. Got that. It's locked.
What you looking for?
No, it matter. Give me John 4:22. I was looking for come out of her, my people.
18 to 4.
Nah, Revelation 18 and 4. Did y'all understand this? This way of life, this society that we in, it's a wicked society. They tell you in God we trust, And God we trust, but nothing is godly about this nation that's built on blood and genocide. This is a nation built on blood and genocide. The blood of your people. You black, Hispanic, and Native American people. Bring out what you got, huh?
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins.
Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. America will be destroyed. Whether you believe it, whether you like it or not, it's going down. It's only a matter of when. It's only a matter of when. It's going to start with the falling and the collapsing of the dollar, which we see happening. Then it's going to go into a one world currency and government. And from then it's up. So you need to understand what's going on right now. From now it's high time. And we're out here to warn you, Israel. We're out here to warn you to come back. Come back to these laws, statutes, and commandments. Come back to the faith and the grace of Christ. That is the only way. Repent, ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins be blotted out. Let none of these false pastors and preachers lie to you. Do not let them tell you the law is done away with. Do not let them tell you you can be what you want to be. Eat what you want to eat. Sleep with who you want to sleep with. Do what you want to do. Do not let them tell you this. It is a lie. And you will be damned by following these wicked men. You will be damned. Give me that in Matthew 5 and 17. Beware these false prophets. They come in sheep's clothing. They tell you smooth things. They come just like Barack Obama. Huh? They come just like Joe Biden. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. Huh? They come just like Candace Owens, Kamala Harris. Oh, I'm gonna wear Timberlands to relate. That's how they come. Bring up what you got.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophet.
You mean 7:15.
That's who said.
Go to 7:15.
Read that now. Go to 7:15.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. Matthew 5 and 17. Read that again.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Right. He said, think not that I come to destroy the law of the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill.
And then go to 17:5.
Christ came and he taught the law, the Torah. The prophets taught the law, the Torah. That's what they taught. The New Testament didn't take place until after Christ's death. So that whole time they were preaching the Old Testament, the laws of the Old Testament. This is what they taught. They prophesied what was going to happen in today's time. This is what they taught. So don't let your pastor lie to you. Don't let your email lie to you. Don't let the Buddha man lie to you. Bring out what you got.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him. And behold, a voice out of the Lord, out of the clouds, locked, which said, this is my beloved son, in whom?
7:15.
Chapter 17.
Seven and 15. There you go. So the first one's 5:17. This is 7:15.
Yeah.
You are full of prophets.
Chapter 17, verse 15. And
7:15. 7:15.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. And it reads, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing.
Read it again.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing.
Sound right there. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. They come to you in athletic apparel. They come to you with a sly smile. They come to you with shaved faces with no mustaches and beards. That's wicked in itself, because the Most High told you that no man is supposed to have a clean shaven face. That he's supposed to have a beard. He's not supposed to cut his head bald. For here it is, they're going to come to you with the rape face. They're going to come to you with the kidney bean face, clean face, looking crazy. Read it again from the top.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves.
They come to you in sheep's clothing. They try to dress like you to make it feel like that you can relate to them. So they want to dress in their urban apparel. Some of them might try to talk slang, but really, they're ravenous wolves. They're ravenous wolves. Just like my elder just brought out the pastor in Brooklyn. He be out here with $1 million in jewelry on.
Got robbed.
But his whole congregation living in the projects. They living in number blocks. They broke.
Right, they came and robbed the church.
And that's why he got robbed on the live feed.
Oh, the church got stuck.
That's why he got robbed during his live stream. That's why. Because he's a false pastor. He's telling you not to follow the laws of God, but to follow your own wisdom. That's not righteousness. Read it again.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves.
Right. Come. They're raving wolves. These politicians, whether Democrat or Republican, they promise you, yo, oh, we're going to cut your taxes. Yo, we're going to make sure your school's better. This and that and the third, right? Whatever promises they're going to make for you to get your vote. But then when you get them in office, they do nothing. They don't do a damn thing for you. Nothing happens. If anything, your hood get bought out. And you get kicked out. That's the only thing that happens. They come and gentrify your hoods. They come and gentrify your blocks and communities. That's the only thing that happens. So don't let these false pastors lie to you, man. If they're not talking about following these laws, statutes, commandments, along with the faith and the grace of Christ, then you need to get up out of there. You need to run away fast as you can. That's what you need to do. Or you will be destroyed. Give me John chapter 4, 22. Give me John chapter 4, 22. Don't let these people sleepwalk you, man, and walk you into eternal damnation. Eternal damnation. You being taken out of the book of life due to your sin. Could you imagine not existing? Your soul not being here. Could you imagine the thought of that? Being totally annihilated. Could you imagine the thought of that? Fervent heat, feeling that. Could you imagine feeling heat that's going to melt the very elements? Could you imagine that? If you don't want to feel that, then y'all need to get in tune with the Most High come to these laws and these commandments. Bring out what you got.
John chapter 4, verse 22. You shall worship ye. Ye worship ye know not what.
Read it again.
Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
Stop right there. It says, John 4 and 22 says, ye worship, but ye worship and know not what. Our people believe they worship in God by being Muslims, by being Christians, by being Hindus. But you worship and you know not what you worship. But we know what we worship. for salvation is of the Jew. Read that again from the top.
John chapter 4, verse 22. Ye worship ye know not what.
Read it slow so they can hear. Ye worship and ye know not what. Read it slow for them.
John chapter 4, verse 22.
Uh-huh.
Ye worship, ye know not what.
Stop right there. Ye worship and ye know not what. Muslim man, oh, I'm Muslim, but you black. How you gonna be a Muslim and you black when the Muslim culture is for the Arabians? Huh? You wanna be Muslim, you're a black Muslim in a Greek fraternity. Make your mind up. Make your mind up. You a black Muslim in a Greek fraternity. Make your mind up. Ye worship and ye know not what. Christian man. Christian man. You call yourself Christ-like, but you don't follow his law. But you want to be a Christian man. Huh? Buddha man. Buddha man. What is the Buddhist telling you? What are they teaching you? Oh, meditate. Cross your legs and meditate and sit all day. Madness. Read it again from the top.
John 4, chapter 4, verse 22. Ye worship, ye know not what.
Ye worship and ye know not what. Egyptologists, you want to worship, you think you from Egypt. They told you was an African American. They told you was an Egyptian. But so, little do you know, your people was the slaves. Your people's the slaves that built you. But they tell you you're an Egyptian. A dirty, stinking Egyptian. That's what they tell you. That's what they tell you. They'll tell you, you are the greatest thing on earth. You from a chosen nation of people. A nation of priests. They don't tell you that. But then they call you an anti-Semite. When you find out who you are. When you find out you are a Jew. You are an Israelite. They call you an anti-Semite. But how you gonna be anti-self? How you gonna be an anti-Semite? When that's what you are. You know why you know why they get it off on you? Because you know not what ye worship. You know not what ye worship. Keep going.
Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship.
We know what we worship. That's why we come out here proudly and boldly telling you what's going on. Telling you about your sins. Telling you who you are according to this Bible. For we know what we worship. Keep going.
For salvation is of the Jews.
For salvation is of the Jews. This is in your King James Bible. The New Testament. John chapter 4, verse 22. We not Christians. We are Israelites.
It didn't say salvation of the Christians.
It didn't say salvation of the African man. It didn't say salvation of the Chinese man. What did it say? Salvation of the who?
Of the Jews.
Of the who?
Of the Jews.
Of the who?
Of the Jews.
Of the Jews. Of the Jews. Give me Hebrews chapter 10 and 26. Give me Hebrews 10 and 26. Because this hair might gonna come out here and lie to you every week. And you're gonna sit at this bus stop, you're gonna sit at the bank, you're gonna sit at where you at, you're gonna listen to. But we out here telling you that you're the greatest nation on earth. And that you need to get your act together so you don't be destroyed. Yeah, bring out 10:26. Bring out what you got.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26.
Uh-huh.
For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth,
uh-huh,
there remains no more sacrifice for sins.
For if we sin willfully after hearing this knowledge of the truth. What's the knowledge? You are, if you are black, Hispanic, Native American, man, woman, and child, you are an Israelite according to the Bible. You must follow these laws, statutes, commandments, because of our disobedience to the laws, statutes, commandments, we are being punished. our salvation comes through the blood of Christ, who sacrificed himself so that we can be redeemed and that we can repent and come back to him. That is the gospel. That is the truth. After hearing this truth, go on.
For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin.
There remaineth no more sacrifice for sin after you hear this truth. After you've been told who you are. After you've been told about the law and his commandments. There remains no more sacrifice for sin. Christ died once and only once. You're not going to continue to make him an open shame. So you become that sacrifice. So when you wonder why our brothers and sisters die like this in the streets, that's because they chose to disobey the laws of God. When you disobey your parents, when you rob your people, kill your people, when you make whores out of your sisters, huh? When you out here practicing homosexuality, you're disrespecting the laws of God, and you will die due to your sin. Keep going.
Verse 27 of Hebrews chapter 10 reads, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
A certain fiery judgment of indignation will devour the adversaries of the Most High Yah. What makes you an adversary, an enemy, an opposite? When you disobey his laws willfully. When you willingly disobey the laws, statutes, commandments of the Most High Yah. After you've known, after you've been taught what they were. After you've been taught to keep the Sabbath holy. After you've been taught not to be a fornicator. After you've been taught to stop eating pork, shrimp, lobster, unclean foods. After you've been taught, stop robbing, stop defrauding your neighbor. After you've been taught to honor the Lord thy God, and only the Lord thy God, and to honor your, and to treat your brother as yourself. After you've been taught these things, and you do otherwise, you now become the sacrifice. You now become an adversary, and you will be destroyed. Judgment is upon you. Keep going.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 28. He that despised Moses' law die without mercy under two or three witnesses.
He that despised Moses' law die without mercy under two to three witnesses. But here it is, your pastor want to tell you, come as you are, the Lord's done away with. You can be gay in the church. You can eat some pork, lobster, and shrimp. You can do whatever you want. It's okay. Long as you tell God, I'm sorry. You got the blood of Jesus on you. Right? They tell you not to follow the law, but then they got you paying tithes, which is a Levitical law. Huh? They tell you they love God. Love, love, love. God is love. Love, 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 love. But they don't tell you that God is hate, which is in the Bible. What does God hate? Who does he hate? It says, Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. Hate the sin. Hate the sin. Love the good. Hate the evil. Love the good. Here it is, two examples of hate in the Bible. But yet, all they want to do is push love, 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 love. The Most High is a man of war. But they never tell you about that. The Bible tell you his name is jealous. He's a jealous God. He will not have any other gods before him. They don't tell you that. No, it's just love, 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 pay your tithes. Let me sleep with your wife. That's all they do in these churches. Lie to you, deceive you. That's it. Give me 1 John chapter 3 and 4. That's it. We are out here for our people. black, Hispanic, and Native American man, woman, and child. If you fall under that, then you are an Israelite. Whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you want to hear it or not, it is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be. Now you can make it easy on yourself and choose life by doing the statutes and commandments, or you can make it hard to choose death. Keep living in your wickedness. Keep living in your sin. But don't say you weren't warned. Don't say you didn't hear this. Because if you deny the Most High God now, when he come back, he gonna deny you later. He's gonna tell you, I don't know you. Get away from me. I do not know you. He gonna look at Christ, who is this guy? Any of the angels know him? Satan, you know him? Nobody's gonna know you. Look at what you got.
First John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
Huh. Whosoever committed sin also transgresses the law. So what is sin? Transgression of the law. But your pastor is telling you to sin, to transgress the law. Huh? That's what he's telling you. Come as you are and leave the same. No. The Bible is telling you to repent, ye therefore, and be converted. Huh? That's what the Bible's telling you. The Bible's telling you, you came a homosexual, you are to leave heterosexual. You came in a robber, you are to leave an honest person. You came in selling drugs, you are to leave an honest person. It doesn't matter what your sin is. Prostitution, pimping, extortion, murder, idolatry, whatever it is, you can be forgiven. You can be converted. You can be changed. You don't have to be an adulteress. You don't have to be an adulterous woman. You don't have to be a whoremonger. You don't have to be a robber, a stealer, a killer, a drug dealer, a petty thief, a scammer, a pimp. You don't have to degrade yourself. You don't have to degrade your people. You don't have to do that. You can repent. You can come back to the way. Repent, ye therefore be converted, that your sins be blotted out. That you don't be destroyed.
Let's go giant.
That you don't be destroyed. Give me the Acts 3:19. Give me the Acts 3:19. Now we understand that this may be hard for a lot of you to comprehend and understand at this time, because it was hard for us at one point. We was in the world just like a lot of you are today. We come from these different doctrines of Catholicism, Islam, Christianity, Seventh-day Adventists, Episcopalian, Pentecostal. We come from those doctrines, so we understand what it is. But now that we know better, we trying to tell y'all, we trying to teach you better to come up out of these doctrines. Come up out of the ways of sin. To choose life by following these commandments. For the commandments are not grievous, but they are only laws on how to deal with your people. That's all they are. Bring out what you got.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted. That your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Huh, it says, repent ye therefore and be converted. How do you repent? Simple. It first starts with taking accountability. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It wasn't sin. I transgressed the law. Whatever you did to transgress the law, you might have broken the Sabbath. You might have committed adultery. You may have murdered. You may have stolen. You might have been gluttonous. You might have bear false witness. Whatever your sin is, you acknowledge your sin and you beg the Most High for forgiveness and you sin no more. You sin no more. That is how you be repent. That's how you repent and be converted. That's how you do that. You sin no more. Read that again.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. And it reads, repent ye therefore. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Give me Romans 9 and 4. Give me Romans 9 and 4. It's like I was saying, I know this is difficult. Matter of fact, hold Romans 9 and 4. Give me Isaiah 58 verse 1. We're gonna start with that and then go to Romans. Like I said, I know this is difficult for a lot of people that's hearing this probably for the first time. I know our speech is different, our tone is different. But although we may be rude in speech, we do not lack in knowledge. We know what we talk about when it comes to these scriptures. We know what we talk about when it comes to history. We study this, we read, we research these things. We've lived these things. You're not talking to men that ain't been through it. You're talking to cats that been to prison. You're talking to cats that come from the streets. Gun charges, robbery charges. And now we converted. We're not talking to soft men. We know what's going on. We've been out here. But look where we at now. Preaching the word of God. Holding up these laws, statutes, commandments. Telling our people you're the greatest thing on earth. Bring out what you got.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. And it reads, cry it loud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
Sound like this says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Which is why we come out here. With or without a microphone, you're going to hear us. Because we're lifting our voice up like a trumpet. Huh? Because the Bible says to cry aloud, spare not. Huh? Keep going.
And show thy people their transgressions.
Uh-huh.
And the house of Jacob their sins.
Show thy people their transgressions. In the house of Jacob their sins. So that's what we're out here to do. We're out here crying aloud. We're not out here to spare your feelings, but we're out here to show you that you have fallen due to sin. We're out here to teach you what sin is. For sin is transgression of the law. How you doing, sister? You are blessed. Do you know who you are according to the scriptures?
I'm in a rush right now.
You in a rush? Okay, cool. Can I give you a flyer at least? A flyer. Can you take a flyer with you so you could read some information? Okay, let me get a flyer. I just wanted to give you a flyer. Because we understand that people got places to go, things to do. We get it. That's why we come out here with the literature. For you to take on your journeys and your travels. Because reading is fundamental. You know what I mean? The reason we don't believe in the Bible now is because the white man told you not to read the book. The white man told you that you wasn't allowed to read. But yet, he used the same book to manipulate you. And now, he got you going against your very book, your very power,
You're ready, Power Source. What's going on, brother? How you doing? All right.
Peace to you.
All praise to the Most High, man. You know what we out here to do? We out here to teach our people who they are according to the scriptures. Now, if I ask you what's your nationality, would you be able to tell me? Okay. Well, when you say African, do you mean like you're from, like you were born in Africa, as in you could trace your roots back to when you was from Africa? Okay. So what I would say to you is, what if I told you that to be an African American, you're just going by a byword? What if I told you that's a byword to be an African American? To be a Negro, to be black. What if I told you that's a byword and that the Most High God didn't call you that? He didn't call you an Egyptian. He didn't call you black. He didn't call you Negro. But he called you something else. What if I told you that? Okay, cool. So, being now that I have your attention, the blacks, Hispanic, and Native American people of the world, we make up one nation. That's divided into 12 tribes, which are depicted on this sign. So if you take a closer look, you, my friend, will be from the tribe of Judah, which is the quote-unquote black African-American descendants of slaves, right? You will be from the tribe of Judah, which will make you a biblical Jew, an actual Jew, by blood. You will be a Jew. Christ himself is from the tribe of Judah. He is a Jew. That's where the word Jew comes from. It's short for Judah. So you have to be a black melanated person to be an actual Jew. You get what I'm saying? So what we're out here to do is to teach our people that if you are from the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, Levi, or any of these other nations that's on this sign, because it's 12 of us, right? Judah, Levi, and Benjamin make up the northern kingdom and the nations that come after that. Ephraim, Simeon, Zebulun, Manasseh, Gad. I can't see what this says. Reuben, Naphtali, Asher, Issachar. These are our Indian and Hispanic brothers, right? We all make up the 12 tribes of Israel, right? According to the Bible. And how do we know? We know based off biblical prophecy. And the prophecies in the Bible, only our people match the prophecies in the Bible. They're going to give you one. Give me Deuteronomy 28, start with verse 1, right? See, the Most High gave us, I'm not going to hold you too long. Just give me 5 minutes. See, the Most High, when he created the earth, He created all manners of people, insects, bugs, animals, you name it. When it came down to civilization, he created everybody. But he separated the land and he gave everybody their inheritance based off of the sum of Israel. In other words, every other nation got the leftovers of what he gave us because we are his inheritance. Being a Christ's inheritance, you get what I'm saying? We're his first fruits. So we're going to show you in the Bible why it's important to understand who you are and that you're an Israelite and that you have to come back to these law, statutes, commandments. Because what happened is we broke the law, statutes, commandments of the Most High. And that set off a chain reaction. It set off a bunch of generational curses, which we still are under to this day. And the only way to reverse those curses is for our people to come back to the law, statutes, commandments. So Deuteronomy
chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
So this is God talking to Israel through Moses, right? And he's saying, if thou will hearken, meaning listen diligently unto the Lord thy God to do all his commandments as I command thee this day, that I will set thee on high above all nations.
not equal to, not below, above. Above the African man, above the Chinese man, the East Indian man, above the Russian man, above the Arabian man, the Palestinian man, all these different nations. We need to be above all of them as the example of how they're supposed to live. You get what I'm saying? But instead of setting the example, we follow them, right? So I'm just gonna read, just a few of the blessings that comes. As a matter of fact, that's the ultimate blessing, being set on high. So you can imagine, if you're set on high above all, you can imagine the type of blessings you'll get, right?
Yes.
So we're just gonna read a few just to give you a visual. But give me like the first three blessings. Bring it out.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee,
uh-huh,
and overtake thee,
uh-huh,
if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh.
Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field.
Uh-huh.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep.
Gosh, man, like this. So he said, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy basket, and the fruit of thy kine and cattle. In other words, you will be prosperous in all ways. You'll be prosperous in all ways imaginable. You'll be protected on your, wherever you go, you'll be protected. Whatever your hands touch, you'll be prosperous in it. If you just listen, right? Let's listen to what's gonna happen for our disobedience. Go to verse 15 and then jump to 68. Uh-huh.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Uh-huh. Okay, you can read one. Read one.
Verse 16. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field.
Stop right there. Now it says, cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Now, when you look around Orange, New Jersey, when you look around the Oranges period, right? East Orange. You look at Newark, Irvington, Jersey City, Camden, Trenton, these different cities within New Jersey, different cities across the nation. Wherever there's a ghetto at, we're there, right? And wherever there's a ghetto at, there's what? Crime, it's gang violence, it's prostitution, it's drugs. But why is that? It's because you broke the laws of the Most High. Because we're suffering curses. Now go to verse 68. I'm gonna show you the prophecy of our enslavement in the Bible. In verse 68. Bring out what you got.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, and it reads, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships,
uh-huh,
by the way whereof I spoke unto thee.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt see it no more again,
uh-huh,
and there he shall be sold unto their enemies, for bondmen and bondwomen,
uh-huh,
and no man shall buy you.
God, stay right there. Give me up. Well, go to Exodus 20. Let me stay. Go to Exodus 20. No man shall buy you. So, in other words, that was a prophecy for our enslavement in America, right? Now I'm going to break it down, because what you got to understand is our family, like when you do the history and you go back to the biblical, to the history of the biblical families, you go back to the history of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you go back to how we got into Egypt. We walked to Egypt during the famine, right? During the time of Joseph. Our forefather Joseph was in the land of Egypt. He was second in command under Pharaoh, right? And the rest of his family, they walked to Egypt during that time to get food and supplies. We as a nation grew in Egypt. And when another Pharaoh came into power, the Pharaoh didn't know us. That Pharaoh that was in power at the time didn't know our forefather Joseph. Because the Pharaoh that put Joseph in power died. So the next Pharaoh that rose into power, he didn't care about what the relationship that Joseph had. So it was persecution with us all over again. So that's when we left Egypt through the Red Sea, right? So if we walked into Egypt the first time, how are we going back to Egypt again by ships, right? You gotta ask yourself, what does that mean? So you gotta know that Egypt is synonymous for bondage, right? In America was the land of our captivity. Bring that out in Exodus 20, verse 1. Verse 1.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, and it reads, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no more gods before me."
So like he said, I brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Now, we're still in modern day Egypt. We're in America. Although we may not have physical shackles, we still have mental shackles, spiritual shackles. As a matter of fact, we still do have physical shackles. Because if we make up 13% of the gross domestic population in America, but we make up more than 80% of the prison population. So we're still being enslaved. The laws are manipulated in a way that we succumb to the prison population, succumb to the industrial prison system, right? So how do we get out of captivity? How do we break away from this, right? Well, we gotta first understand what we did as a people. We broke the laws of the Most High. Give me Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3, right? How do we break the laws of the Most High? We broke the commandments, the Ten Commandments. That was a set of instructions that we were given by the Most High through Moses. Right, it's really over 600 laws and commandments for real, but he narrowed it down to a basic 10. So if you're following those 10, you're doing everything else you need to be doing, and we can handle that. And with each generation, he gave us a mediator, a messenger, to tell us like, "Yo, come back to the laws, come back to the laws." We didn't do it. We go through slavery, we go through captivity. Each generation, it gets worse and worse and worse. We get more wicked and wicked and wicked. Until now, you see what you see now. To where, as an elderly man, a younger person don't have no remorse, and he might put his hands on you for him. But when you was younger, that was never going on. You'll never see a young person put their hands on an elderly person, even talk to them crazy. But in today's time, that's going on. That's going on. Why? They're cursed. You've never seen violence, black on black crime, at such a high level. You've never seen it at a high level like this, the way it is. What's going on, these curses? Bring out what you got.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doeth not know. My people do not consider.
It says the ox knoweth his master. The ox know of his owner and the ass his master's crib. But my people Israel do not know. They do not consider. So in other words, the quote unquote two of the most quote unquote dumbest animals, they don't understand who they belong to at the end of the day. If you raise up a dog, you taking care of a dog from the time he was a puppy all the way up to the time he's 12. He's loyal. Sure, he might roam from time to time, but he know where home is at. He gonna smell his way home because he know his master. But it says Israel, black, Hispanic, Native American man, do not know. We don't consider. We don't consider. We call ourselves African American. We call ourselves Arabians. Right? We want to be Muslims. That's an Arabian thing. We call ourselves
Bank is closed.
Pretty much everything except children of Israel. Everything except the children of the Most High God. We want to be, like I said, we want to be Egyptians. We want to be Hindus. We want to be Islamic. We want to be Buddhists. We want to be everything. We want to be Christians. The Most High never said to be nothing about no Christ. That's not even in the Bible. The term Christian, if you do find it in the Bible, it may be once, if that. But as far as Christ saying, be Christians, he never said that. Christ's real name is not even Christ. His real name is Yahweh Shah in Hebrew. That's his real name. And God's real name is Yahweh. See, they have biblical names as well. is how Sal would be the son of Yahweh. But my name is in him. You know what I'm saying? That's what that means.